But he still has chunks of stuff in his hair that is probably never going to come out.
May we speak to Chris, please?
Sure. Well, hold on. He's rinsing.
Okay.
They want to talk to you, Chris.
Thanks, Aesop.
Hey. I'm telling a fable.
Yeah. I'm learning a lesson.
Yeah. Why don't we have Hans Christian Andersen give the microphone to our contestant?
It's always kind of a silent A, too. Even though it's Aesop's fables, it's like... It's not really like Aesop.
It's Aesop.
Right.
Aesop. Right.
It should be
the A is silent.
What do you want to ask him?
What do you mean? I understand he doesn't have headphones on. Ask him how it feels to have most of the crap gone.
How does it feel to have most of the crap gone?
Delightful.
Tell him, please, to describe his scalp sensation right now.
Please describe your scalp sensation.
Kind of itchy, where the tape and the goo converged around the rim of my scalp. It feels kind of weird. Skin feels all...
Has there been any hair loss?
No hair loss, but his scalp is a wee bit red.
Now, do you see chunks? I know, Joe, you saw chunks. Ask Chris if he can feel up in his hair and pull out...
That sounded dirty.
...chunks of the junk.
And is the chunk of the stuff they put in, or is the chunk of him?
I don't know. Chris, why don't you try to pull some of those chunks out if you can find
chunks
them?
Chunks of scalp.
Yeah.
Sloughing off.
The body is rejecting itself. He's dead in a week.
I watched Men in Black over the weekend. He's like that guy that's the bug.
Yep. He got stuff under his fingernails. Now he's going for another application.
Oh, he got stuff under his fingernails.
Save it for later.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, do you think there's a chance he'll get any lather in his eye?
I don't think so, Rob.
Good.
Holding his head down.
That would sting.
All right, is he going for another lather?
Yes, he is.
Very good. And what is the brand of shampoo that's being used today?
Pantene.
Pantene. I always thought that was a dirty word.
Pantene?
Yeah, Pantene. You know, she showed me her Pantene.
How does it look? Her Pantene. I mean, how does it look down there, his hair?
It's that kind of word.
Yeah.
It's getting better. Now he's got his head in the bucket, but he still has chunks all down around his neck area.
Okay, Joe, this is riveting.
Everything will work out if I can just get to the Pantene.
We have breaking news that it's just come across my desk. Memo to Don from everyone.
Yes.
Better to have Buzz's mics on than Joe's mics on. So, Joe, we bid you adieu.
Artinger out.
There you go. There he is from downstairs, and now
the storyteller.
I flipped the button, and then see.
So long, Joe.
Even though Buzz has been here, you couldn't hear his microphone because his microphone space had to be shared with Joe's.
I understand because we have modern equipment here.
Yes.
So say Johnny Pantene.
Pantene.
But thank you, Chris Chamberlain. He's the winner. I will have the pictures on DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Man, you are a Pantene magnet.
There you go. That's the proper use of the word.
Yeah, that is. That is absolutely. Hey, let's go out this weekend and get some Pantene.
Hello,
yeah.
Donna Mike Show.
Score some Pantene.
Yeah. Got some fine Pantene.
Thank God.
What was that? Hello. What?
Thank God for liter bottles and pulling over by the side of the road.
Oh, I see what he's saying.
You got ill today?
No, he's referring back to what that water sound.
Right. Yep.
Right.
Yeah, but we forget that.
Gotcha.
The delay in the whole thing.
Thank you, my friend.
Should have thought of that before you left the house.
There's a word for those bottles the truckers use. I forget.
It's gross.
No, but they toss them out.
Andy.
And then there's a road. They're like a
Pantene.
No, it's different than that. Right. Some sort of like, I think they might call it a sunshine cocktail.
I put my Pantene in the bottle. Yeah.
Oh. Make sure you put the cap on tight.
That's right. You don't want anybody getting a peek at your Pantene.
You know, that's gross.
And hell of Pantene.
I've had to go plenty of times when I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not making any comments here. I should be in a porno movie. But there's no way that I could do it. Can I see your water bottle, Mike?
What are you going to do with it?
No, nothing. I promise. It will not be approaching my bottle. Okay. The standard water bottle?
Yes.
Can I? This is a 16-ounce Aquafina bottle?
Like a soft drink bottle.
Yeah. No way. I want to tell you something. I need the bigger mouth.
Oh, yeah.
I need...
That's like, handier.
I need me like a Gatorade bottle. Buzz, no, I'm telling you
but
something.
But with a proper aim.
No. Buzz, you know, I don't want to get totally... I don't want to totally get like that, but I just want to say, it doesn't work for me.
Oh, that's funny. For me, that's like going into a trash bucket. I got room on the side.
For me, the size is fine, but I keep puncturing the plastic with my stream. Like a laser.
You know,
I just couldn't imagine. You're driving down the road, you know, if it's me, I always just pull off somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and you're always safe, like if there's a gas station, a Holiday Inn, a Denny's, anything.
Yeah. When you when I'm moving down the road trying to loosen my load, I, I've got seven women on my mind.
How many women on your mind?
Yeah.
How many want to own you?
Two.
How many want to bone you? How many think that they're friends of mine?
One says she's a friend of mine. One's a Pantene of mine.
You know what I say to you? Take it easy, dude. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don't let the sound of your own feelings drive you crazy.
When I was out on the road in a band this summer, we were traveling on a bus.
And you know, I heard about that band. You got a new... There's a new kid in town.
Nice. Well, anyway, you can't make a number two on the bus, so you have... Well,
okay.
Say no more.
Hot bagging. We've immediately hipped to what you're saying to us.
I'm hot bagging.
Thank you.
That was Charlie Watts.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. I don't think Charlie Watts can go to the bathroom anymore.
He's probably got one of those tubes.
He's bagging all the time.
Dust. I think it's like powdered sugar that comes out.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Charlie Watts. You know, Keith Richards has always gotten the rap for being the most frail, failing stone.
Oh, no.
When the fact is, you ever look at Charlie Watts? Charlie Watts looks like he's Keith's father.
I watched the Stones at that press conference that they had to announce their tour. And you would think that Charlie Watts is the one that just came out of rehab, right? Mm-hmm. And he's supposed to be, allegedly, he's like the Richard Simmons of the night.
Right.
He's like the best in shape.
Sure,
he
looks like he's been dying since Steel Wheels in 89.
Absolutely.
It's 16 years ago.
You got to hand it to Charlie Watts, though. I don't think he's ever done anything to alter himself.
No, I think.
Because you know Mick's dying his hair, and you got Keith definitely dying his hair.
Why mess with success?
Good old CW. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Chuck.
Hello.
Chuck Watts.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been a trucker for about 25 years, and one time when I first started, I used to work in the shop, and one Saturday morning, one of the mechanics was jacking up the cab to work out it, and the driver's sunshine bottle opened up and fell right on his head.
Sunshine bottle. That's what it is.
Sunshine bottle.
The sunshine bottle.
Spread the sunshine.
You take the sunshine bottle out when you're not hot bagging.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing? I got a PP in the car story to tell about the 2-liter bottle.
All right, go ahead.
I'm designated driver down to the Skateboard Park at Potomac Mills Mall about a year ago, and my buddies are just binge drinking in the back while I'm driving. Full car. I got a Lincoln Town Car. I got five people in the car with me. They take turns passing the bottle back and forth. Each one fills it up consecutively, and they tend to pass it out the window. So they pass the bottle to each other, send it out the window, and spray the car behind them.
That's nice.
It's disgusting.
Not good for your paint. Were they doing it intentionally or just trying to get rid of the bottle?
No. In order for them to get it done.
We had to hit the delay on you. We understand
the story.
We understand why they all filled the bottle.
It was necessity, not vandalism.
That's right.
Oh, I understand, because there were so many guys, just had to
The bottle wasn't big enough.
They had to spray some out.
Right.
Let me just explain. They went, and then the guy passed it out the window. And then another guy.
Then they filled it up again.
We got that.
Right.
Got
that's, like a super
that's,
big
bottle. That's pretty nasty.
Hello.
Well, when you don't have a sunshine bottle or you're not hot bagging and you're just cruising down the road in your Pantene wagon.
Imagine that. You think it's one of those deals like when you're in traffic and somebody with the enormous reach on their windshield washer stuff, when it flies over the hood of their car and lands on your car, and you're like, hey, well, free windshield washer stuff.
Sure. Right.
What if that?
Oh,
hello.
That's nasty.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie Watts, that guy was big time into heroin.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't look it.
Charlie Watts? He's a health freak, Charlie Watts. I mean, but relatively speaking of the Stones now, I think he's the most together physically. It's not an analog.
It's all relative, yeah.
I mean, what's her name?
You know, outside of ODing, has anybody ever taken a real good hard look at the long-term effects of heroin use? Because you look at these rockers that are
I'll get back to you.
And you look at the guys like Steven Tyler, who was hooked on heroin, Charlie Watts. I mean, they're still touring.
Yeah, but the thing is when Charlie Watts was a boy, doctors were still prescribing it.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
I got a PP story.
Okay, everybody's got PP story, and everybody's just got to make
Ball
sure that these...
Zone?
Yes, that these...
Hold it.
These Paula Poundstone stories are cool for the air.
She could use a sunshine bottle.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Bucket.
How's her Daisy?
Oh.
I don't think there is one.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I believe there is.
Yeah.
Rotten Daisy.
I think she's Daisy free.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Daisy
free. Daisy free zone.
Hello.
Yes.
You know, a contradiction now that we've got this new code would be Daisy Dukes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But Daisy Duke is perfect because the Daisy and the Duke, you know, and then you've got the fleshy fun freeway.
Bridge.
Mike, the Daisy is okay. The Duke.
Well, the Daisy and the Duke are down in the same, you know.
I understand that.
Daisy and the Duke.
I understand.
Right.
It's like the name of a sitcom. This fall on NBC.
Right.
He's a crazy a-hole jerk. She's an uptight
Daisy and the Duke.
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hi.
Hi. Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Charlie Watts just recovered from some kind of cancer. I think it was throat cancer.
Really?
Yeah, which is a lot better probably than getting over heroin. I don't know.
I still maintain, even with that, he's the healthiest stone, I think.
You think he's healthier than Mick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Mick is just 1 second away from falling apart.
Really?
He got that throat cancer. He took all the heroin orally. He drank it.
He drank it. Drank heroin.
I'm going to go drink me some heroin.
There's really no reason I can't shoot it up.
You know, if he was so inclined, you know Elvis would have.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. I would like a nice big glass of heroin.
But
nice
heroin
big...
was around and popular when Elvis
but
was...
Champagne flute.
He thought of that as drugs because of something you injected. The pills he got from his doctor, he didn't consider
but
drugs.
But he had the liquid Demerol, which he
well, injected. Well, better than that, he injected liquid Dilaudid, which is synthetic heroin.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, and it was prescribed, so it was legal.
Yeah, hello. That's right.
Thank legal you, Doctor. Boy. Thank you, Dr. Nick.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hello, yes. Welcome to the Clam Bake.
Call me if your condition worsens.
What can we do for you?
I'm just calling in defense of Charlie Watts a little bit.
Charlie Watts needs no defense. I've already said he's the best looking. Imagine that. That's why he'll want to. He'll want
the best looking stone.
He'll want to get that one right up on his wall. That's what the best looking, most together stone.
Amen. Chick seemed to dig him, but you were calling to defend him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he is looking pretty bad right now, but
he's looking great, sir.
Well, in his defense, he does have throat cancer, and he has been going through chemotherapy for the past.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, 10 years ago, Charlie Watts was the oldest looking son.
No, listen, even if all this stuff is still going on, even with chemo, he's still the best looking.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing.
Is he going to be touring?
I saw him up on stage, yeah. You know, because he's got that weird way of drumming.
He's got that thing where he stops the quarter notes. He's the only drummer I've ever seen that does that. Well, he's going, da-da, and he lifts the stick up, and then he...